Talking today with one of our area stars in agribusiness, Bridget Himes, from the Kingfisher FFA chapter. So, Ms. Bridget, tell us a little bit about your project today.
I make and sell goat's milk soap. So, in freshman year, I got some goats, and from there, we used the goat's milk to process soap, and then started selling to friends and family, and that grew into a bigger business.
Well, I love goat milk soap, first of all, and it's very nourishing, but I would have absolutely no idea how it goes from, like, the goat milk into the soap. So explain the process a little bit to me.
So after I milk the goats, I make sure to filter and freeze it.
Okay.
And this not only helps me to store the milk, but also prevents scorching in the soap-making process.
Mm-hmm.
So after I have the frozen goat's milk, I mix that with lye, which creates a chemical reaction and melts the goat's milk.
Mm-hmm.
From there, the lye dissolves, and then I mix that lye milk mixture into oils. This includes olive oil, castor oil, palm oil, mm-hmm. coconut oil. From there, it'll get mixed up, and it'll create a trace or mm-hmm. a thick pudding-like consistency.
Mm-hmm.
From there, I'll put in fragrance or mica, which is the coloring,
mm-hmm.
and I'll mix that all up, put it into 4 silicone molds, and let it set overnight to harden. The next morning, I can pop it out of the molds, cut them up into similar size bars, and then they'll cure for 4 to 6 weeks.
So why is goat's milk, like, why does it feel so much better than other, like, because I know there's, like, goat's milk soap, there's lotion, there's different kind of things, but it seems like the texture just makes it feel so much more nourishing.
Oh, yes. So goat's milk obviously has a higher fat content than the water normally used in lotion or soap. It also has properties of natural exfoliants. So alpha-hydroxy acid, or mm-hmm. AHA, is a popular chemical exfoliant found in many of the beauty products mm-hmm. found on the shelves today,
sure.
and it's naturally found in goat's milk.
Oh, so you don't even have to add that. It's already, like, included. Takes one little step out of that process, huh?
That's right, yep.
Well, this is a cool project that you could actually continue on into, you know, the rest of your career. So do you have plans to do that?
Yes. So right now I'm transitioning my business into selling majority to my retail shops.
Mm-hmm.
This way I don't have to deliver to individual people. I can make one stop,
sure.
and my customers can go there to get my soap. I hope to continue this throughout college, and I'm looking forward to getting another retail shop soon, just to keep up production. I also, after college, plan to really grow this mm-hmm. business.
Well, where can you buy your soap right now?
So I have my products in 4 different shops in 3 different towns.
Mm-hmm.
So that's in Barnhouse in Okarchee, Designs by Dennis, and Heritage Pharmacy in Kingfisher, and Calicote in El Reno. I also sell individually and have a great resource on Facebook at my page, Ravenna Soap.
Okay. And tell us again what your business is called.
Ravenna Soap.
Okay. So that's how they can find you on Facebook. So tell us a little bit about your career in FFA and what have been some of your favorite FFA moments.
Yes. So starting out in FFA, I didn't plan to be in FFA, but my dad really pushed me to do it. I think one of my favorite things that I've done so far is the marketing plan.
Mm-hmm.
My team won state with that. Right now, I'm currently doing a speech
mm-hmm.
and ag issues. I think I always try to go to all of the alumni camps
sure.
and MFEs that mm-hmm. I can. I've met a lot of great people through the organization.
Well, I know that some people think that FFA is just about, like, livestock showing or showing cattle or showing pigs, but you're kind of proving that you can also just take something, a couple of goats, and make a whole career out of that.
Yes, yes. That's something that I really like to explain to people is that FFA is not only just a sows, plows, and cows
sure.
type of thing. It's something that, you know, can make you speak better,
sure.
have better connections with people, and even expand a business if you got it.
Absolutely. So what's up next for you? What, are you headed to college or what's in the future?
Yes. So I plan to go to Oklahoma State University and get my degree in accounting. This will positively impact my business.
Sure. And you're going to have a nice little way to kind of help pay your way through college because you've already got a business up and running.
That's right. That's right.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you so much.